Hello everyone and welcome back to this episode of Coronavirus, the talk of the town. If there is anything that people are talking about right now in households, in offices, in gatherings, among friends, peers, anywhere, is coronavirus. And we have multiple information channels that, you know, coronavirus has come from X, coronavirus has come from Y because of this, because of that. And a lot of powerful people have also come out and said different things about the sources of coronavirus, the start point of coronavirus, which brings me to my first point. Right now, during these tough times, I think the most important thing that we all need to do by ourselves is to educate ourselves and do not, you know, get into the WhatsApp forwards and believing WhatsApp forwards and the worst is forwarding a WhatsApp forward without even realizing that that can be a completely wrong information. So please cast caution to this. Do not send out WhatsApp forwards just because you got a forward without authenticating the news. We still don't know the exact source of this. Even if we know, let it be authenticated by organizations like WHO or World Economic Forum. Just go and follow WHO, the World Health Organization. It is number one in giving out statistics. It has on its website, there are statistics, there are updates, what you can do, what you cannot do, what you should not do, helplines, you can reach out. So try and educate yourself as much as possible and do not forward or do not send misleading information or wrong information. This virus is extremely contagious, we all know that, and also very deadly. And there are many rumors, like we said. So please stay safe. Keep yourself hygienic. Wash your hands. Stay away from people at least 2 to 3 feet, a meter away from people. If you're going out, don't do socializing right now. This is the time to social distancing. Right now, you can also follow government websites. Your country websites, your country government websites, your country government Twitter accounts, social media pages. Follow someone who is an authentic news channel person and follow their tweets. And even if they give you some information, just do not take in the face of it. Go and validate it yourself. Go on Google, go on WHO sites, like I said before. Again, wash your hands. Then there are people who are hoarding sanitizers from shops. You don't get sanitizers now in shops anywhere. But do you know that sanitizers only with alcohol content more than 60% is helpful or even remotely useful? Anything below 60% is just washing your hands in water without soap, without Dettol. So do not hoard off all the things. You are not the only person who's supposed to clean and sanitize your hands. Even if the other person doesn't do it, there is no point in you doing it all by yourself. So think about other people. Take as much as required and leave the rest for other people. There'll be plenty. There's a huge, huge shortage of supply right now. And if you have an extra, give it to your neighbors, give it to someone who requires it, give it to your domestic workers, give it to someone who can use it. Now, like I said, social distancing is a very privileged option. Like for us, we have a house, we can sit in, we can stock up our food, we don't need to get out of the house for 1 year, 1 month. We have Netflix, we have Amazon Prime, books, social media, we can do a lot of things at home. Right? Even if you're a middle class and lower middle class person who can afford 1 month's grocery or 2 months' grocery, you can buy and stock up things at home and sit. It's all a privileged talk. But remember, 70 to 80% of people are daily wage laborers, domestic workers, people who have to go to office or their workplaces in order to earn bread for their families. Now, there are a lot of things the government should be doing And you and I, instead of waging war against the government right now, that government is useless, government doesn't do anything, we can ask government, request government, put up on social media, tag the government web, government Twitter accounts or social media pages, and ask them to do this, to ask them to, you know, provide these kind of resources to the underprivileged or people who don't have means. So instead of, this is not the time for holding people accountable, this is a time to educate people and help one another. You can choose to be angry at the government, but that's not going to solve the purpose. You need to ask the government, tell them that this is required, tag this, tag their media pages, tag their Twitter accounts, and request them, right? What about people with disabilities? I live with a gentleman who is above 70 with Parkinson's disease. I can take care of myself. I have to take care of him also, but I cannot be there all the time. And there are so many households with people with disabilities. What about them? How are we meeting ends for them? How are we helping them out? So the government needs to think about all these things. So if you can come up with ideas or solutions in order to how you can help people and households where there is actual help, that will be a great help at this point, at this juncture. You know, the transgenders, the Hijra community, their daily source of bread is begging and sex work, right? And right now, because of social distancing, you can stay at home, but no, there's nobody on the road. How are they getting their money? How are they getting their, unless they go to beg every single day on the crossroads, on the traffic signals, they don't get their bread for that day. So how are they going to live? We should think about those things as well. And if we can come up with some sort of donations, that would be great. Find out, go on Google. These days, it's not so difficult for us to sit. We cannot just sit and say, oh, I don't know the resources. How can I pay them? I want to give, but I don't know how to give. No, these are not the excuses, right? Go on Google, go on Facebook, look up. If you live in Hyderabad, Google Hyderabad Transgender Community. You will find something. Go to Facebook, Hyderabad Transgender Hijra Community. Go there. Contact them. Add, join to the group. Or people with disabilities. Go there as a website. On Facebook, there's something called Put Me In Touch. And it has a chapter-wise. Every city has a chapter, like Pune chapter, like Hyderabad chapter, like Madras chapter, Bangalore, Delhi. Go on these. Put it out. Say that you have this resource you want to give, you want to help out. Put them out. Tell them that you are ready to help them out. And if someone comes forward and asks you for help, you can help people, right? Government should help out. But again, like I said, right now is not the time to show angst against the government. Work with them. Post online. Tag your friends. Tag influencers, right? Nudge them to forward, share, and retweet. Small businesses. Right? We are talking about how small daily wage laborers, even small time businesses, they are unable to pay their workers. We can ask the government to cut their, give them tax benefit for this month, or even if they delay it for some time, let them get it delayed. It's okay. They need that money to pay other their employees. So come up with these sort of ideas, put it on social media, tag people and ask them, this is all we can do right now. Join hands, encourage people, play some games, record them, post it online instead of going through online what other people are doing. That's also good. I'm not saying don't do that, but if you can come up with some idea, if you can come up with an household game that, you know, can benefit a lot of people because of the social distancing and staying at home and getting rid of boredom, record a game, post it online, share it with your friends, tell them how you can how creative your ideas are, and probably you get creative ideas from someone else. You can, you know, join hands, you can play together. Exercise at home. This is very important time. If you don't get to go outside to exercise at home. Keep your physical fitness up. Immunity is number one. If your immunity goes down, you are more susceptible, you are more vulnerable to coronavirus. Remember that, people. You need to exercise. Meditate, right? If you cannot go out, go in, they said. So go in is reflect upon things that you've always wanted to do. Reflect upon your childhood, reflect upon the things, your characteristics. How can you be useful to other people? How can you be of service to other people, to the community, to your friends, families, to your neighborhood? Come up with ideas, meditate, go reflect upon yourself, understand you, understand yourself. And if you think you're healthy and you won't get coronavirus and you're not vulnerable as much as the older people are, well, it's a very good chance that you can be a potential killer, right? You can be a carrier of coronavirus and give it to someone and infect someone who is vulnerable, who is actually vulnerable. And will you be ready to live your entire life with the guilt that because of you, someone else died? It can be a near one, dear one, your father, your mother, your grandparents, anybody. So just because you think you are not vulnerable doesn't help. You can be a potential killer. So keep that in mind. Exercise caution during this time. One more important thing, and this I think is very, very important during these times, is start making community volunteer groups. Small ones, but make them. All these group volunteer people need to be in perfect health. Take care of yourselves while helping others. If you cannot take care of yourself, there is no point helping others because you're going to put other people in danger. So keep that in mind. Make a group, young, old, male, female, transgender, mix them. Go reach out who is volunteer, put it up on social media, put it up on your, put a hoarding outside your house saying volunteers required, put your phone number and ask them to WhatsApp you. You can be of help in order to help households where there are people with disabilities or small kids or elderly people who need daily things like milk. They cannot go out because they're vulnerable. You can probably help them out with, you know, milk or curd or rice or dal. Get them something or help them out. I have a group of my friends. We are all sailors. We are all marine engineers. And we have a group and we formed a volunteer group. Like, I'm from Chennai and there are a lot of people from Hyderabad. There are a lot of people from Pune, Bombay, Delhi, Bangalore, Kochi. We have volunteered saying, hey, we are from this city and we are ready to help. So there are a lot of sailors. There are a lot of marine engineers who are on ships, cannot attend to their parents, cannot attend to their families. This is a very, very emotional time. They don't know what is happening. So we have volunteered saying we will go to their houses if need be to look after them or just to see them, see if everything is fine and come back. That's the maximum we can do. Similarly, you also can come up with those kind of ideas and say, hey, I am ready to volunteer. If anybody needs help, let me know. That's a big help too, right? So last but not the least, it's the coming days are going to be very, 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 very tough. If the predictions are right, if the mathematical predictions are right, we are going to see a huge number of coronavirus cases in India and hospitals are going to get flooded. We are going to get into lockdowns. I'm not scaring. I'm trying to prepare. But at the same time, you also need to be prepared. So please, 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 stay safe, stay healthy, mentally and physically. If you think you can help, this is the time by staying healthy, both mentally and physically. Thank you. And if you have any suggestions, please write it out to me. It's your postman at gmail.com, itsyourpostman@gmail.com. Reach out to me on my social media pages, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. I have all these accounts. Please reach out to me and let me know. Share this podcast, share this, and like and subscribe. Thank you so much. Take care.